today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear ladies, dear gentlemen, Salamun Alaikum and welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, and the topic of this episode is about the anniversary of Islamic Republic of Iran's victory. Congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters, and of course I invite you to listen to our program. Today, Saturday, is the 20th of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, accept our congratulations on the victory of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Bahman presents
today's special.
Once the Islamic Revolution succeeded, the situation had changed for all of Iran's old allies. Whereas the Shah was seen as a puppet to America, the new establishment was skeptical of America. And on a wider scale, it rejected Western influence and policy in its country. Western politicians had to decide how to deal with and interact with the newfound Islamic Republic. So, what did they choose?
The West acted from the very beginning very aggressively. Why? The answer is very simple, because they were thinking that the Iranian revolution is directed against their interests. Economically, politically, strategically, on all levels. They not only viewed the Iranian revolution as a threat, they also reacted. What does it mean? They started an embargo, a boycott from the very beginning, which is strengthened even today, as you know. They organized attempts to organize a coup from within, different times, on different levels. They supported terrorist organizations from the very beginning, from different angles, etc., etc. So it was not a passive view to see the Iranian revolution as a threat. It was also an active engagement to strangle the Iranian revolution from the beginning using all means.
In this part, we look at the fundamentals of Iran's Islamic Revolution. In the Islamic Revolution, the people are the real owners of this system. This explains the success of the Islamic Republic in all fields, including its firm adherence to the original values and goals of the Islamic Revolution that have restored to the Iranian people their real Muslim identity. This is the reason that the Islamic Republic has become a role model for Islamic unity and solidarity for the people of the region and beyond, who are clearly inspired by the system of government in Iran, much to the chagrin of the enemies. All this means that the Islam claim by the godless Takfiri terrorists is nothing but a mockery of Islamic values as dictated by their creators in the West and the illegal Zionist entity. ISIS and all similar outfits have miserably failed to fool the overwhelming majority of the Muslims throughout the world, who cherish genuine Muhammadan Islam as presented to the world by the Islamic Iran. On the victory anniversary of Islamic Republic of Iran, we offer our thousands of congratulations. This is IRIB English Radio and a new episode of today's special.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the Islamic Revolution in Iran and its achievements for more than four decades. On the eve of the 44th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, the outcome of Iran's uprising against the US-backed rule of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi is a hot topic of discussion among Iranians. We're going to talk about the achievements and successes of the revolution in the past four decades in various sectors. Scores of laws have so far been ratified in the Iranian parliament for supporting the rights of women. Currently, there are nearly 2,000 NGOs which work specifically on women's affairs. During the Pahlavi regime, only 25% of the women were literate. While this figure is 85% now, nearly half of the university students are women, and the number of female graduates has increased from 6% in pre-revolution era to 44%. Besides, women constitute 20% of the university professors, while the number was just 6% before the Islamic Revolution. The Iranian women have made dazzling progress in various scientific fields. The female physicians have increased 16 times more than the pre-revolution era. Furthermore, the number of specialists has increased from 600 before the revolution to 30,000 after it. Moreover, the improvement of public conditions of health and hygiene in the country has increased women's life expectancy from 50 to 79 years, plus mortality rate of mothers at childbirth has decreased 93% compared with the pre-revolution era. In other words, in 100,000 childbirths, just 18 women die.
In the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution. Be with
today's special.
This part is about achievements of the Islamic Revolution in the field of health and wellness. During the Pahlavi regime, there were about 50 medical equipment companies in the country, all of which imported raw materials and assembled them inside Iran. These companies were only able to supply 3% of the country's needs. At present, medical equipment manufacturing units in the country produce more than 8,000 types of medical devices in different classes and supply them to domestic and foreign markets. Iran has made great progress in various fields of advanced machinery and equipment in the field of pharmacy, which can be seen in various fields of design and construction. And some of this equipment is achieving the first rank of drug production in the region. Production of 97% of required drugs and export of drugs, including biotechnology drugs, self-sufficiency in the production of vaccines, eradication of polio and other epidemics. Vaccination coverage from 30% to 100%, increasing the number of hospitals and treatment centers. And finally, increasing life expectancy and reducing mortality in children under 1 year. This episode of today's special is presented to you on the anniversary of the Islamic Republic of Iran's revolution.
The explosion of light in the modern age of ignorance with the support of Islam. The Islamic Revolution.
About achievements and 4 decades increased role of women in Iran, we can say the massive presence of the people from all walks of life was an obvious characteristic of the Islamic Revolution. However, the role of women has been very significant and effective in this regard. Being wary and humiliation imposed by the regime of Shah, women rush to the field of struggle against the regime once they hear the life-inspiring call of Imam Khomeini. May Allah bless his soul. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, women has increasingly taken part in different domains such as politics, culture, economy, sciences, literature, art, and sport. They have been present in every domain to defend the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic. Women take part in different demonstrations and other social and political events.
One of the other achievements of the Islamic Republic is the decrease in the number of the poor of the society. The Iranian people lived in extremely poor conditions during the Pahlavi rule because the oil revenues were spent for revelries of the royal family, and the courtiers and magnates who were in one way or another linked with the Shah and his masters in Washington. The Islamic Republic of Iran has attained great achievements in welfare services and development of cities and villages. Thus, Iran's rank got from 110 to 60 in the field of human development index. Therefore, after 4 decades of the victory of the Islamic Revolution and establishment of the Islamic Revolution and the establishment of the Islamic Republic system, the welfare of the life expectancy of Iranians have increased while class gap has decreased. This has been evident in rural regions. While only 21% of villages had access to drinking water before the Islamic Revolution, this figure has reached 81%. As for electricity in rural regions, just 7% of villages had electricity. The Islamic Republic connected almost all villages to the power grid. On the other hand, having the greatest gas reserves in the world, nearly 50,000 houses in Iran were connected to the gas grid, while 97% of the cities and 81% of villages now enjoy the God-giving bounty. And this trend continues. During the Pahlavi regime, most of the roads were dangerous and the few rural ones were really level with no asphalt. But the Islamic Republic has succeeded to expand asphalt roads to the remotest villages so that over 200,000 kilometers of roads have been built in rural regions.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for another episode of today's special on the victory anniversary of Islamic Republic of Iran. Congratulations and fi amanillah.
Ah! Cada uno de un bobo aquí. ¡Más pasión! ¡Más pasión!